It seemed like a really good idea until I saw the mother-daughter story. And then I'm thinking, the one thing I'm taking away from tonight is don't put your name in before intermission. That way you have a chance to find out who you're going to follow. But turns out when you call 911, the first question they ask is, what's the nature of your emergency? And you'd think it's not such a difficult question to answer, but I had some pause in trying to come up with what my answer should be. My wife and I were living in Boston back in 1999, and expecting our first child. And like all first-time parents, we had thrown ourselves with great vigor into preparing ourselves for this occasion. We had, bought our first house. We were renovating it. We'd painted it and put down new flooring, and we had not given enough time really and thought to figuring out the timing of all this, but we hired a contractor to redo our kitchen and our one bathroom. And that all seemed good, except the contractor's wife was pregnant as well, and the birth of his child came first, and so he was delayed in getting started. We bought all those books, what to expect when you're expecting, dads can be parents too, all that kind of stuff. Just really, we were a couple of young lawyers just excited about the whole thing, preparing ourselves. We did exactly what the book said. My wife came up with the birth plan. You have a plan. You got to have a birth outfit. Turns out you're supposed to tour the hospital. You meet with the midwife staff. You make sure everything's in place. You got the bag packed. It's by the door. It's ready to go. Sunday night, 9 months into this adventure, my wife and I just finished renting a movie, watching a rented movie, and we're going to bed, and the first contraction hits. The first of her contractions. Mine came later. And we did exactly what the book said. First, we pull the book out. We remind ourselves, first thing, don't panic. If it's a first child, wait a little while. Don't rush off to the hospital. It's going to be a really long labor. Well, you can kind of figure out where this is heading, I'm sure. So a couple more minutes go by. The contractions are growing with intensity, but we're still thinking, we're good. It's only 5 minutes after the first contraction. Why should we be concerned? About 15 minutes go by, and my wife says, well, I got to go to the bathroom. So, Laura, here's your bathroom, your tie-in. She says, I feel like I got to, well, she doesn't say this, but I feel like I got to poop. Well, I didn't realize from what to expect when you're expecting that that's one of the sensations that women get when they're about to give birth. And off my wife goes to the bathroom, and, some time goes by. I think I better check on her. I come into the bathroom, and I see somebody who's possessed. She's just pouring sweat. There is copious amounts of blood coming out of my wife, and she is moaning in this sound, this, otherworldly sound that I just haven't heard. So I'm remembering that I'm a first-time dad. This is going to take a while. Don't panic. But I'm thinking I should probably call 911. But then I'm thinking, no, I don't want to bother them if it's not really an emergency. So I do the next best thing. I call my friend John, who's a family practice doctor who lives not too far away. By now, it's about 11:30 on a Sunday night. Of course, John's asleep. He answers the phone, thankfully. Hello? And I say, John, Rebecca's having a baby. And of course, he knew we were pregnant. And so the first thing of his sleepy mind says, well, that's great, Mike. Congratulations. And I say, no, John, you don't understand. The baby's coming, and we're at home. And he says, the thing that you should say, well, you should go to the hospital. And I said, John, you don't understand. I don't think we're going to make it. She's going to have this baby now. And he says, well, we'll call 911, then I'll be right over. So I hang up the phone. I remember that the number for 911 is literally 911. And I call the number, and I get the question, what's the nature of your emergency? So you can imagine, I'm sitting here in the bathroom with my wife, who's, bleeding, and she's going through these contractions. She's moaning. The contractor's due in 6 hours to come demolish the bathroom. She's not wearing her birth attire. And it's not going at all according to plan. But I compose myself and I say, my wife's having a baby at home and we don't have time to get to the hospital. So he says, well, is she crowning? And I'm thinking to myself, I have no idea what he's saying. So I say, I don't think so. And he realizes, he said, do you see the head? I say, no, I don't see the head. But she's bleeding a lot. Well, tell you what, I'll send somebody, hang up the phone, call me back if you see the head, and I'll walk you through it. And I'm thinking, hang up the phone? You're the only person, you know, besides my wife, and she's no use to me now. And I say, I can't hang up the phone. She's bleeding, and something's happening. He says, well, do you see the head? Well, wait a second, I say, thinking maybe I can draw this out a little longer. This goes on back and forth for a little while, and finally he convinces me I should really hang up the phone and call him back. Yeah, like I can remember the number. So I'm running out of time here. This is the same sense I had with my baby coming and my wife. So I get my wife on the floor. My friend John and literally six paramedics come into the door, and they come running in down the hallway. I'm, you know, just about to pass out. I have just enough energy left to lead them to the bathroom, lead them to my wife. A couple paramedics are putting the gloves on. I introduce my friend John, tell him he's a doctor. He knows what to do. I'm getting out of here. And they give him gloves. My firstborn daughter shoots out of my wife in a way that literally she must have projected 3 feet, you know. And thankfully, John was right in the right position to catch her. And he grabbed her and I don't even know what happened next, truthfully. But now it's 13 years later. We have two daughters. It was really a terrific time. And the greatest lesson of all was, when you're buying your first house, be two blocks from a Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, thank you.